It's time for Project Connect on Husker Radio. Each year, Project Connect hosts an in-person event as a one-stop shop for families and individuals to connect with services around the area. The event is sponsored by Families First Partnership. This year, due to COVID-19, the event could not take place. In its absence, Husker Radio was proud to partner with Families First Partnership and provide an audio resource to get the word out on these critical organizations. To learn more about Project Connect, go to familiesfirstpartnership.org. You can also hear all our Project Connect interviews at huskerradio.com. Now, on with today's Project Connect, here's Tristan Winder.
And welcome back to our Project Connect Spotlight. It's Tristan Winder. Please be joined by Wendy Stover now of Community Connections. Wendy, the Youth Leaders Coordinator. How are you today, Wendy?
I am great, Tristan. How are you?
Doing well, thank you for asking. I want to thank you for taking some time for us to discuss Community Connections and discuss your role as the Youth Leaders Coordinator. And for folks that are unaware, maybe they've been living underneath a rock here throughout their isolation, tell us what Community Connections is.
Community Connections is an organization where we have several different teams underneath the umbrella of Community Connections. We have a mentoring program, and we have the impact team, which is for sixth graders, and we have assets, which is for seventh and eighth graders, and also sixth graders. And then we have Lincoln County Youth Leaders, which is for kids in sixth grade through 12th grade. And then we have our SAPS Coalition, which is our Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition. Everything that we do is to empower, when we work with our youth, empower our youth to, with our assets team, we teach them the 40 assets that have been researched, which teach kids to be more confident, how to communicate. With mentoring, mentors are an amazing resource for kids who maybe just need an adult in their life that isn't their parent, somebody that they can go to and talk to and do activities with and get out of the house and can be a role model to them. And then even with our Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition, they research drug use among the teens and kids in our community, and they try to develop, or they work on developing a means to combat that, to prevent usage from the kids. Everything that we do is in that substance abuse prevention realm. And with Lincoln County Youth Leaders, I give kids the skills, the knowledge, and that they need to teach others about substance abuse prevention, to be confident, to talk to their peers or adults, and then to put all of these tools into action.
Okay, so a lot of work that goes into that, obviously, with you educating some great individuals, and it's such a key to have them educated, because it's great to have individuals like yourself, Wendy, or trusted teachers or advisors or parents and guardians, but that peer-to-peer contact and those peer-to-peer facts can make a world of a difference for our youth.
Yes, and that is a key point. A lot of times kids, you know, I can sit and I can tell story after story after story about my experiences with people who have been addicted to drugs or who have, you know, abused drugs. But kids aren't necessarily going to respond to me as an adult. It's like, oh, yeah, okay. But when another student their age is giving them the facts and the evidence-based knowledge that they have, kids are more likely to pay attention.
And obviously there's a lot of information out there in our current world we're living in, and with the internet and social media, you don't know what's fact and what's fiction. But with Community Connections, you guys have the research and the facts to back these young individuals.
That is correct. I don't put any information out to the kids that isn't well researched, doesn't come from an evidence-based source. I use sites like NIDA for Teens, which is, I always forget, I think it's the National Institute for Drug Abuse. I use the CDC. I use sources that are going to tell the truth and let us know what the consequences and the risks are to abusing drugs in our community.
Again, we have Wendy Stover joining us here of the Community Connections, Lincoln County Youth Leaders realm of the Community Connections. And Wendy, you're relatively new to this position, but you can't say that you're brand new with it by any means. Are you still enjoying this job and this great opportunity with Community Connections?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I am having such a great time with the students that I work with my colleagues. And it's something that I truly believe in. It's something that I feel is important for our community, that our young people need to understand that drug use and abuse is not the norm. It's not. And that's a message that I really enjoy sharing. I want kids to know that it's okay that you do not use drugs or drink alcohol or smoke or vape. Not everybody's doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it's that reinforcement that these kids need and these young adults need to make the difference and hopefully help spread that message. I know there's a lot of great individuals that you have involved with the Lincoln County Youth Leaders, and these are kids that are actual leaders and make a difference for their peers.
And yes, and that is so true. These kids are willing to stand on the street and hold a rally about vaping. They are willing to do tabling in their schools with information about drug use and abuse. They are willing to, you know, if the time arose, they are willing to go to our city council and speak. These kids are paving a way. They are making a difference, and they are using their voices for something that they are passionate about.
Now, Wendy, tell us about how Community Connections and how you as the Youth Leaders Coordinator for Lincoln County have rolled with the punches throughout this challenging COVID-19 economic climate.
Oh, sure. I would be lying if I didn't say it wasn't challenging, but it's challenging for everyone. And I think that's a great human attribute that we have that we can overcome. With Lincoln County Youth Leaders and mentoring and assets and impact team and all of our programs, we have switched to an online format. We have become best friends with Zoom. And so I hold all of my meetings via Zoom. Angela, who is our mentoring coordinator, she does mentoring events like painting or flower arranging or trivia night. She does those via Zoom. And so we have really just found ways to make the internet a little more fun, using the internet, using the Zoom a little more fun. We've figured out how to play games. We figured out how to, you know, share knowledge. And, you know, I know that it gets weary not being able to meet in person, but I'll tell you what, our kids are so resilient, and they just amaze me every day.
Now, Wendy, tell us how you work with some of the partner agencies that you would normally encounter at Project Connect, and tell us about the support that you receive from those agencies as well, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure. So we attend interagency meetings every month, and we learn what other agencies are doing. And so we've worked with OPCAP, with Lincoln County Youth Leaders during like Teen Sexual Violence Week. We have assisted them with getting their message about sexual violence in teens. We work with Family First Partnership with education events, and we've even done things in the past where we've hosted education events. George, who is our tobacco-free Lincoln County coordinator, he will go and educate on vaping. He goes around to the communities So we have a great rapport with other agencies, and they have always been really responsive to any needs that we have. And we appreciate that. And I think that that's something that needs to be talked about more in our community, is that, you know, it does take a village, not just to raise the kids, but, you know, to keep the community going and to keep it, to keep it, you know, rolling forward. It does take everyone in the community to come together.
Absolutely, it does. Wendy, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
Well, sure. Lincoln County Youth Leaders is still hosting their summer program, Speak Out Loud. And we still have open enrollment. Registration is all summer long. Kids can join up at any time that they want. They're not going to be behind if they do so, because we have all the Zoom meetings recorded. Everything is there. That if they want to go back and review, they can. And you can sign up on www.communityconnectionslc.org, or you can email me at yl@communityconnectionslc.org, and I will get your student hooked up.
Awesome, Wendy. Well, thank you so much for joining us here for our Project Connect Spotlight, and thanks for all the great work that you and your colleagues over at Community Connections do for the youth throughout our community.
Well, thank you for having us, Tristan. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
You've been listening to Project Connect on Husker Radio. You can listen back to this and all other Project Connect interviews at huskerradio.com, and learn more about Project Connect at familiesfirstpartnership.org, the sponsor of this great program.